Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Greg Pickle. It's all about recruiting this month, Greg, and before we get started, quarter number one is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are back, just like the fans coming back to State College for football on these fall weekends. If you don't know about GoPSURV, it's the place where you drive into Happy Valley. An RV is all there, ready to go for the entire weekend of tailgating. You arrive on Friday, don't have to leave until Sunday. You don't have to hassle with parking at the stadium. They have a free shuttle to take you back and forth. If you want to know more about it, you can go to gopsurv.com or you can call Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467. Greg, we've been talking about June for quite a while. We're now right smack in the middle of it. It's all about recruiting, isn't it?
Yeah, you know it, Jim. Obviously, Penn State's been having visitors on campus for the last two weekends, and they have a few more to go here, and it's been busy as expected. I mean, they're having camps, they're having evaluations, they're having guys just coming into town for both official and unofficial visits where they don't camp but get to see the facilities and meet with the coaching staff and everything like that. So, yeah, they are staying busy. There's no question, and I think that the important thing to remember is that I think some people might look at these weekends and say, man, I thought there'd be some more commitments or I thought there'd be some more action coming out of them. And so many kids want to take this whole month to make visits. Now, not everyone does. We'll talk about one of those guys a little bit later in the show who's about ready to make his decision. But for the most part, a lot of the guys you're getting to campus are going to want to take some time to make a decision about where they want to play, what they want to see from other places based on what they see at Penn State. So I think the main takeaway, Jim, is so far so good. Things are going well. These visits are happening, and everyone seems to come out of them very much appreciative of the Penn State experience and excited about the Penn State experience. And, you know, there's not guys going elsewhere and committing right away and right on the spot. So time will tell how this whole thing plays out, but I do think it's been so far so good for the Nittany Lions.
This past weekend was a huge one for visitors, big-time players. And the player you were alluding to there, Greg, was Jaden Gould. He's a four-star cornerback from Bergen Catholic in New Jersey. And he's narrowed down his choices to two schools, and he's going to make an announcement this weekend, correct?
That's right, yeah. So Father's Day Sunday, he'll be making his choice public at 6 p.m. This is a guy who, coming into his official visit last weekend, Jim, I thought might make a decision, might be ready to just close up his recruitment, but he's going to wait until Father's Day, which I'm sure is something that he'll be able to plan with family and friends and things like that and really make a special day out of it. Penn State and USC are the finalists. Rivals Cast and 247 Sports Crystal Ball are unanimous in saying that Penn State will win this recruitment when all is said and done. Things are certainly pointing that way on a number of fronts. So, you know, you don't have too many Penn State USC heads up battles in the recruiting world, but we have one here. It looks like the Lions are going to win it. And this is a guy who would be their first corner commit in this class, and a guy who really, I think, is talented and you know, could be ready to go early during his time in blue and white. So, you know, he's someone to obviously keep a close, watchful eye on as we get towards the weekend, because he's going to make his choice. And it looks like Penn State's in decent, if not very good, shape to land him. So they seem to do a really nice job with him on his visit last weekend, and he's ready to make a decision.
It does certainly seem to be that way with all of the forecasts going that way. And you're right. I can't recall the last time there was a Penn State USC battle, neck and neck with those two schools. So that was kind of interesting. Also fascinating to me is there was another highly regarded recruit, a three-star cornerback, but he may be three-star, but if you look at his offers, it certainly seems more like a four-star list. And that's Jaden Bellamy, who was also a cornerback from Bergen Catholic in New Jersey. That seems to be quite a pair for high school teammates, But what kind of position is Penn State in with Jaden Gould's teammate here?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a guy who's 5'11", 175, has a ton of offers, Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. And he's going to visit all of these schools. It's really interesting. You make a fair point, Jim. It's really interesting that he's only a three-star considering the schools I just rattled off there. I don't know if they need to see more of him or what the situation is. But, you know, Ohio State, Notre Dame, I think, are going to get official visits. And it doesn't appear like it's a package deal situation here, but look, it's never going to hurt to have a guy at a school who's going through this process with another guy at his school pick your school. So if you're Penn State, you're hoping that's really going to make a difference and something that you can, you know, put in your back pocket and use as a potential chip in this recruitment as it moves forward. So yeah, Bellamy's a really good player. Certainly a reason Penn State's focused on these two guys. You know, unlike Gould, Bellamy seems to be in really no rush to make a call, but he may be one of those guys we just kind of talked about, Jim, who will be ready to make a decision shortly after his June visit streak wraps up. And, you know, Penn State, I think, has done very well out of the gate here and now don't have to keep up as he goes to visit these other schools.
You said it doesn't look like they're a package deal. That may be the case, but it certainly can't hurt.
No.
If your teammate who you've played football with alongside the last couple years chooses one school that you might want to follow him. So that's that. The fact that they're in good shape with Gould may be helping them with Bellamy also. Let's stick with the theme of defensive backs. There were a couple more DBs that showed up at Penn State. One of them, Keenan Nelson Jr. Now, he's the four-star cornerback from Philadelphia. He's also the guy who showed up the previous week with an unofficial visit, a surprise visit. That's a good indicator for Penn State, I would think, Greg.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And, you know, again, when you look across the weekend of visits here, both the first weekend and the second one, Jim, I don't know if there's one guy I can look at right now and say that, you know, well, I don't know if Penn State helped itself there. I don't know if Penn State put its best foot forward. So it's all of these guys that we're talking about. I mean, we could spend probably 8 segments going through the list of visitors that have been on campus so far, and everything seems like it's going in the right direction. So if you're Penn State, you knew that official visits were going to be a time when you could finally get these guys back on campus after like 15 months and really get down to business with, you know, with getting to know them in person. Some of them you haven't seen in person before. Some of them have never been to Pennsylvania, let alone State College and Beaver Stadium and everything else. So all they can do is put their best foot forward, and it certainly seems like they have so far. And they still have, like I said, a couple of weekends to go here and try and figure this thing out and hope, you know, at the end of the day that they've set themselves up for some commitments in late June or early July once that dead period starts again.
Before we go on to the next player, I just listed Jaden Gould, cornerback, Jaden Bellamy, cornerback, Keenan Nelson, cornerback, and it seems like Penn State is in decent shape, at least with those three players. How many cornerbacks are they going to take?
Yeah, I'm thinking 3 or 4. I think if you get those three guys, you have Tyrese Mills in. You're looking at a couple of safeties, Keon Sab. You know, I think KJ Winston from Maryland's probably a safety at the next level. So I think you're looking for a couple. I mean, let's keep in mind that Jim, Penn State has a pretty good history in the James Franklin era, of moving corners to safety. So I think you have to plan for the possibility that you're going to move some guys over there from corner to safety, and so you have to over-recruit the safety position a little bit. And then from there, I think the other thing I would note is that, you know, Penn State is looking at, you know, Joey Porter Jr. could be a guy who goes to the NFL draft early. I mean, if you know, Kalen King continues the trajectory he's on after 5 months, you know, he could be a guy who leaves early. You know, you move Marquise Wilson to offense and think he can help you more at receiver. You move Keaton Ellis to safety and think he can help you more at safety. So they've moved some guys around, and because of that, I do think you probably want 3 or 4 corners in this class, just knowing that your numbers are pretty good right now, but that doesn't mean they're going to be, you know, for quite some time.
And you alluded to him, Kevin Winston Jr. He's listed as a 3-star athlete from DeMatha. You answered one of my questions. He's probably looking at safety at this next level. And it appears to me that he's a Penn State-Notre Dame battle.
That's the understanding that I have coming out of this, you know, coming out of this weekend and just reading some tea leaves about where his recruitment's at. So, yeah, you know, again, I think one thing that's important to note, Jim, is folks have really kind of, Penn State's really in it with some pretty big-time schools. You know, they're not recruiting against smaller schools. They're not recruiting against schools with maybe less tradition or anything like that or lesser facilities. I mean, so, you know, they're in these battles with some big-name teams, and that's where you want to be, right? I mean, if you want to be in the conversation for the playoff with Notre Dame and Ohio State and Clemson and so on and so forth, you have to recruit against them, and then you have to win when you recruit against them. So I think everything's looking good on that front, Jim. And again, I just haven't found yet anyone who's come out of a Penn State visit and said, man, I don't know. I don't think that that Penn State's right for me. It seems like they've really advanced the ball, so to speak, with all the guys who have visited.
You don't often hear about a negative visit, but I will hit one negative news item on the recruiting front. Ryan Brubaker, he's the four-star offensive tackle from Cocalico. And over the last week or so, there's been multiple crystal ball predictions for him to head south, head for South Carolina. What are you hearing there about that recruitment, Greg? I've heard a little bit of talk that Penn State's actually cooled on him.
Yeah, whether that's the case or not, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But it certainly sounds like that they're in the mix, but maybe not as much as what we thought they would be. So, you know, I think the other thing, too, is, and people get frustrated when we say this, but there are guys who want to just play in the South and play in the SEC. I know in South Carolina is not as far south as some of the other places you can go in the SEC, but still, it's a place that, you know, a lot of kids are interested in going to, and a lot of kids will put that on a higher pedestal, even if the school that they're going to is not at the top of the SEC, because it's always been a dream of theirs. So I think that, you know, you just have to realize that in some of these recruitments, you're going to lose, and it's not really because of anything you did. It's just the way the kid views his future and everything like that. So I think that might be the situation here for the Lions, that they just, you know, maybe they cooled on it, maybe they didn't, but either way, it seems like he wants to play in the South.
And that's also, as you alluded to, it's a case. You're not going to get every single one of these recruits that you're bringing in that you're interested in. If you did, you wouldn't have 25 commits. You'd have about 75 commits. So that's not going to happen. All right, Greg, that's it for quarter number one. Quarter number two, we're going to look ahead at some of these visitors who are coming in this upcoming weekend. Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Monday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.